Our scripture today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, 1 through 6, and 16 through 21. Beware of practicing your righteousness before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. Your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look somber like the hypocrites, for they mark their faces to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I know that each of you who are sitting here today, I know that you are deeply committed to this church. I know you're deeply committed to Christ. I know you're committed to Glenshaw Valley because you're here today. I know that when you say that you're praying for Glenshaw Valley and the people within it, I know you're not just saying that. I know you're not seeking some sort of praise for or recognition for praying. You are leaders. You serve on boards and committees. You came here this evening to be reminded of your mortality, which, like, who does that? Who wants to think of that? And it's understandable that not everyone wants to come to church and to be reminded of their death today. There are a lot of temptations in the world, and I mean, I can certainly relate to some of those temptations. Some people are tempted by unbelief, and they can, those folks who are tempted by unbelief can find themselves languishing. They're in despair, and they don't see a point to worship. And then there are those who are tempted by hedonism, and they're led by their senses. They're constantly on the move to find the next pleasurable thing that's happening. And these hard pews and they're not fun. There's not a lot of pleasure in these pews and these little tiny pieces of bread, even though it is fantastic shortbread. And symbols of grape juice don't seem very satisfying. But you and me, us religious people, we're not like them. We understand why worship is important. We are refreshed by that little sip of grape juice. We know what God wants for us. And yeah, we face temptations, yeah, but not like those other folks, right? I'd argue we're sometimes tempted to substitute religion for God, though. We sometimes mistake the roadmap for the destination, and we focus a lot on those rules instead of relationships. Now, relationships with people are difficult. And they're difficult to cultivate, but connecting with a God who defies our senses, man, that seems impossible sometimes. We long for it for years or decades, and it's so hard. We tend to grow weary and tired of trying. And sometimes we even ask if God is even listening. God gifts us with practices of almsgiving and prayer and service and fasting so that we can draw nearer to God. But sometimes we take those gifts and we turn them into rules. And then we use those rules as a signal to other people saying, we know who's in and who's out based on how well they follow those rules that were initially gifts. And for me to know that you're following the rules, you have to do them so that I can see. We've turned those gifts, those tools that God has given us into performances to show people how faithful we are, to prove that we are righteous. But Jesus says, all right, if you want recognition from other people that you are righteous, that's your reward. You've got the pat on the back from other people. But how's your relationship with God, though? Truly. And that makes today, Ash Wednesday, a bit of a parody. We're all going to come forward and we're going to get a little bit of ashes smudged on our foreheads to let everyone else know that we've been to worship today. Others are going to see our smeared faces and they're going to go, oh, that person is certainly religious. And Jesus declares, truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. And it's in that moment that we can kind of laugh at ourselves. We've been recognized for our religiosity, for our identity as Christian, but not necessarily for our relationship with Christ. So we come here to the 6 weeks of Lent, a time to focus on prayer, repentance, almsgiving, fasting, reflecting. Not because that's what we've been told to do. Not because we need other people to see how well we will follow the rules. But because they're opportunities for us to deepen our relationship with God. So this Lenten season, ask yourself if you are giving to get. If you're praying because you're supposed to, or because praying provides you with hope. If you're fasting to fit into a new outfit, or to heighten your awareness of Jesus. Over the next 6 weeks, build a Lent that becomes your life. And build a Lent that draws you closer to God, closer to the God that sees you in secret. Amen.